Thank you. That was really wonderful. And Robert's a great guy. I'm sorry he's not here. If somebody, you don't have to have any prepared remarks, though, if you just have something you might just want to share with everybody else about David. And Jody Meddy, who's David's cousin, my cousin, just thought of a few things, and she just wanted to say.
Hi, I'm Jody Grafman Meddy, and I am a first cousin to David. And I don't have any prepared remarks. It just, as I was standing there, I thought that I would honor David by saying a few words, and I hope I can get through this okay. You've heard a lot of things about David today, and I just wanted to reiterate one point that I think, as I knew him, is something that I would say really made an impression on me, and that was his love of family. You heard about that, but I thought that if I could just give you a few thoughts that had even come my way, just as a first cousin, that really impressed me as to his family. And I thought it might be particularly significant because all his family and friends are here together. And I think that if he were with us, and I do believe he is with us in spirit, I think he'd be really happy right now, especially because people who haven't seen each other in a while and maybe people who should have seen each other more are seeing each other today for the first time. And I think that if there's anything that in any way I could just add value to this whole situation, it would be, and if people could take anything away for the future, because we can't change what happened, it would just be to really have a perspective on life, kind of like Mitzi's poem, and I think that they had to leave now, but kind of like that poem where, you know, don't take people for granted and don't think that you will see a person again to say you're sorry or to tell them how you feel, and to have a perspective on life and to keep what's petty and not let little things get in the way of the really, really important things. And just to add to that, when I talk about family, what really I think epitomizes David's love of family and what is in my mind is two things. One is, you might know that we have cousins in Argentina. They're actually Julie's and my father and Aaron's first cousins, a set of three siblings who live in Argentina and have always lived in Argentina. And about 14 or 15 years ago, I think it was in 1988, we had, if I recall correctly, it was that year. I had gotten married that year. My husband happens to be from Argentina originally. And we had our relatives from Argentina were up in New York. And we had, I think it was a birthday party for my father, if I'm remembering correctly. I think it might have been, well, I won't give away your age, Dad, so I won't say what year, how old you were. But we had, right, Uncle Julie, you guys were there. We had a dinner in a restaurant in Manhattan to kind of welcome these family, these relatives from Argentina. And I remember how excited and how David was so thrilled to be meeting these wonderful cousins of ours from Argentina. And I also remember around that same time, it might have been at that dinner, that he gave to us a family tree that he was working on, that he was putting together, because it really meant so much to him. And just the other day, I asked my husband to find that family tree that he was working on, because, you know, I think I just share that same love of family with him. And that's really, I just God bless him and God bless all of you. And I just wanted to honor him by talking about that, his love of family, and just, you know, think about those things when the petty nuances of life get in the way. Thank you for your time.